Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for a three charts, lovely annotated charts, is Nicola Duke, otherwise known as the Duchess of the Chart. She is royalty when it comes to the chart.
I just wanted to be clear that I'm not real royalty.
You are. You're sitting there with your crown on, your chart
crown on. No, I'm not, and I'm a Republican. I think we should get rid of them all, and the House of Lords while we're at it.
Yeah, that's because you were from the other House of Royals, which they got rid of. So it's all royals are, essentially. They were better long, long, long ago. They were better at killing our families than we were at killing them. So they were better at grabbing land and killing people. That's all royals are, isn't it? They were the dominance of, warmongers of the time. So, now they're held in self-esteem, high esteem, and yet all they were is cracking warmongers. That's all they were.
Now we have Tony Blair.
yeah, exactly, yeah. But you know what? It's not all the people respect the royals, but essentially all their relatives did was kill more people better, more efficiently. That's all they did, and they grabbed their land faster. So, but it's come down to now even respect the Queen because her ancestors were very good at killing. So, anyway... This is supposed to be about charts, isn't it? All right, let's get on to the charts then. The first one, let's have a look here, was I sent them across. You know, I've been chatting now and not even looking. So, Plutus
Power Gen, PL.
Yes, sounds like a superhero. Hello, I'm Plutus Power Gen. So, they've had it's a letter reply to Ofcom, which Ofcom, they do basically temporary power. And they supply power by these units. You know, when the national grid needs power, they supply it. But there's some kind of regulatory pressures from Ofgem. So it's a good letter today, and it's dropped like 25-26%. But a very good business model, though, I think. And, I had Charles Tatnall, chairman on from Plutus Power Gen, and I quite like the story here, and I'm thinking there may be some kind of opportunity, and a big drop today. So what do you reckon? Where's the bottom here, Nick?
Well, here we are at the 200 day, which is a really good place to come back to. So there is pretty good potential. We need to see where we close today. If we close back above the 200 day at 1.83, then that would be very positive. It's also the 61.8 retracement. If we take from the 2016 lows. Yeah. So I think there's good potential, but there's better structural support a little bit lower, and that's at 1.6, and I have a lot more lining up there. So between 1.57 and 1.6, I think is probably more likely where we'll bottom out, and if this is a good stock, that's an epic place to buy.
Epic, all right. The next one, by request, is RGM, which is Regency Mines. And there's been a lot of chat about this stock on Twitter, social media, and people say, look at it, it's rocketed there from...
Parabolic.
Yeah, 0.4 up to 0.99, almost doubled there, there's more than double, sorry, in the last couple of weeks. But what do you think there is that... Is it going to struggle to get above one pence? Always a nice round figure, a bit of resistance there, isn't it? So what do you reckon?
Yeah, but there's nothing else at one pence. There's no other structure. There's no Fibonacci. There's no reason other than the big round number one.
That's a massive reason, though, isn't it?
It's a massive reason in itself, yeah. I would like to see this stock. It's got two support levels to hold to continue higher, 0.896 and 0.783. And I do think this has massive upside potential. I don't like to say them... Yes, no, I think it will go above one. I think we'll go to 1.86, and my final target for this is 2.8, 2.9. It's a really good signs of bottoming, and because it's fallen so far, That's where the first kind of Fibonacci resistance comes in.
I see, all right. No, lovely, okay.
Next, if it has got a good story, and it's, not just being fluffed up, then...
No, I think it's got something there. I'm not well researched in it, to be honest, so I'll refuse to comment, or I'll not comment. All right, and the next one is WSG, Westminster Group, and they do all kinds of security systems in the Middle East, Far East, or Africa, and everything like that. But the trouble is, this downward price pressure you've seen is because of convertible loan notes. They've had a convertible loan, and obviously the company who they've issued these notes to get converted shares and just sell them. So heavy selling pressure, regardless of the fundamentals of the business, which looks like it's getting better here. And they've got a couple of big contracts out to play there with the Middle East. But are we seeing a bottom here? And I think they're coming towards the end or close to nearing the end of these tranche of convertible loan notes. So once those are cleared, and once those selling is cleared, maybe it'll a re-rate, back towards its highs. What do you reckon, Nick?
And let's face it, these people selling, they're not selling at great prices, are they?
So. They're convertible loaners, they're always going to,
they don't have a choice.
The deal done, they'll always going to make a profit on them because they're issued at, it's 10% or 20% or whatever it is, whatever the rate is. So they get 1.1 shares for every time, for every pound. So for every, you know what I'm saying? They earn a percentage. So they're not going to lose money. So they'll sell. But what I'm saying is the people they issued notes to don't care about the business. They're all there to make money. So, there's downward selling pressure here. But are we going to see a re-rate here? The bottom looks quite nice, isn't it?
It looks like it's having a go, but we haven't, and today we need to close above the 20-day moving average, which we haven't been able to do this year. And we haven't been able to close above the daily 50 moving average since October. Mm-hmm. And those things in layers need to happen to say that we are making a bottom. So we're having a go, but I'd like to see us close above 13.6 and then close above 15.4, which is also, those November lows. Then I think we can say maybe we've bottomed. We can only say that the low is in and we're going to make another leg higher when we get above 17, which is quite a way off. I think that there's a risk that this has one more push lower. I don't see it below 8.2. I think it's a screaming buy at 8.2.
Yeah.
And when it does bottom and turn higher, the first target is 39. So it looks really good. We've just got to get this out of the way.
Yeah.
So... Okay. That's what I'm looking at. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example, Nick, for convertible loan notes. Say you're a company, you need £100,000, right? You come to me.
Yeah.
You come to me, I say yes, absolutely. So what you get for that, though, is £90,000, but I get £100,000 worth of a loan, and so I can change that into £100,000 worth of shares, straight away.
Yeah.
And so essentially, all I want is my money back. Don't care about the fundamentals of the business. So straight away, I'll convert the shares and pretty much sell 100 grand's worth, and you've got 90,000 worth of cash. So that's how it works. There's always downward pressure on the share price until they're cleared, All right, so marvellous stuff, Nick. Send me the charts. I'll put those on at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog and also the company pages. And by the way, if you've got the new app, let us know what it's like. And if you'd like it, please give it a nice review on the iTunes store. It would make the techies guys, the guys who work for months and months on this, very happy if they saw a 5-star rating on the iTunes store there. Thanks, Nick. Thank you very much. Speak soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.